Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change on TRIMradio.com. Yep, TRIMradio.com. Oh, we had a little problem starting up today. For some reason, it just didn't want to connect. I don't know why. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to Trim Radio and Money and Change, and we are live every Sunday night at 7 p.m., except for next week. A big warning. Next week, we have an encore edition because I have a concert I have to play. So I will be unavailable, but we will have good information. Check out our Facebook page because you can easily join the group there on the Facebook page and catch all the updates there financially. Okay, so if there's anything that pops up that's important, it will be there. Okay, so you can join us on the Facebook page. Very easy to do. And it's Money and Change / Financially Prepped. I hope you're financially prepped because you're going to need it. And we're going to be getting into some stuff today. Anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change on Trim Radio. And I'm Stu and you're not. Well, guess what? We have a lot of different shows on the air. We really do. And we're growing the station as we keep growing. That's all I can say. We have Around the Bend. And we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. We have Money and Change every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas. We have Slobber Knocker Talk during football season and Offsides College Football Top 25 during football season. We also have the Natural Marketer podcast with Victoria Smith. We have My World every Wednesday night live right here on Trim Radio, and that will be at 8 o'clock in the evening, 8 p.m. And we also have the Positude podcast. We have Rascala's Red Pill reality show, and Rascala, for the umpteenth time, you keep saying take the red pill or the blue pill. I want the green pill, and you still haven't got it to me. Well, hey guys, if you want to join this group on WTRM.com. It's very easy to do. Send us an email at info@trimradio.com. And you can be a VIP member. You can be a guest on some of the shows. You can be a host on some of the shows. You can do your own show. You can advertise. Just contact us. Now, if you want to go ahead and call us, it's 803. That's 803-200-2277. That's 803-200-2277. And we will talk you into doing your own show. Now, how do you support us? It's very easy. You can do donations if you want, but buy the merchandise. And there's a button once you go to our page, and it's trimradio.com/shop. And you go there and there's merchandise, and we've got shirts, we've got hoodies, we've got all kinds of ceramic ornaments, we've got morphing mugs, all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, when you buy that, that money goes directly into the show and it supports the shows. And that's the best thing. And you get a fine piece of merchandise and we get some money to pay the airtime. All of our times are donated, and I donate money specifically for our music license, which we have to have a BMI music license too. And people always say, well, gee, you have to have that? Oh, yeah, we do. And so we like to do that. But you can host your own show. You can advertise. You can become a Bullseye VIP member. Hey, all you have to do is just go to our page. Now, you know, we're on different sources. We're You check us out. We're on YouTube. We're on X, better known as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All you have to do is just go there and look for the Trim Radio Network. Our motto is we cut the bull and serve the truth, and that's trimradio.com. So go ahead and do that and donate to the shows, and If you want to do your own show, contact us. info@trimradio.com. Okay? Well, you know, we've got our Facebook page too. And our Facebook page that we have is very easy. If you go there, we post different videos and different pieces of information. I even put the list of the things I'm going to talk about tonight on that show page. Okay? It's easy to join. It's free. All you have to do is request to join and you'll be approved. The big thing is no swearing. Everybody's got to be nice. And if you're not nice, then you won't be in the group. Okay? So anyhow, you can join our group on Facebook at Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Okay, we always have to do a disclaimer. Boy, do we have to do a disclaimer. And the big disclaimer here is the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program, and nothing should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. Do your own due diligence. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now, we always do shout-outs at the beginning of the show, and I know you always do shout-outs at the beginning. Why don't do them at the end? Because, hey, these people are really important. Now, Trim Radio is really important because they carry the show. And we have a host of presenters that are really good people. And I'll tell you what, they are. They're class act. I love them to death. And I've got to pat them on the back for carrying this show. Another thing is the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. It's a good school located in Findlay, Ohio. And this fall, the University of Bluffton will be merging with the University of Findlay, and you can attend both campuses. All you have to do is just take a look at the information at www.findlay.edu. The University of Bluffton is an NCAA Division III school, and the University of Findlay is an NCAA Division II school, if you like sports. And they have good sports. Especially if you like golf. The women's golf team this year was absolutely fantastic. And they had a bunch of All-Americans. I'll put it that way. I mean, track and field All-Americans. Spring sports were fantastic at the University of Findlay. But you just don't go to University of Findlay for sports because they have a lot of good academic programs. You can get a bachelor's, a master's, or a doctoral degree. And if you're taking things like sports medicine or you're getting into physical therapy, you have to have a doctorate degree for that. And then if you get into pharmacy, you have to have a doctoral degree for that. And there are others in education and so forth. But check them out. It's the University of Findlay, located in Findlay, Ohio. They have three campuses in Findlay. One is the equestrian campus. That's pre-veterinary campus. And then they also have the main campus where most of the classes are held. Then they also have the hazardous materials campus. And it's located in a beautiful town called Findlay, Ohio. And if you want to take a look at the University of Bluffton, too, that's great. Bluffton is a great town. I'll tell you what, I've been to both of them. I went to school at University of Findlay, among others. And I'll tell you what, it's still a nice place to go. It really is. You'll like it. So check them out, www.findlay.edu. Also, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. I posted on our Facebook page some of the newest blanks that Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks did. And they were just shipped out this past week. And he does more than just the center section of the pens. He does the entire assembly of the pens, too. And he does custom work for different people. And you really have to check Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks out, because I'll tell you what, if you have a sorority, a fraternity, a business, a club, a college or university, check them out. You can have custom pens made. And both Michael Bejas and I have his pens. We bought them from him. And they're excellent. He has some really good Second Amendment pens. And that was posted this past week on our Facebook page. Also, he did some military pens, the center sections for all the different branches of the service and so forth. Somebody wanted to buy those blanks from the center sections. And he does a lot of good work. Trust him out. Trust him. It's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Well, we've also got, you know, Money and Change. I said this Sunday, right now we're live, and it's the 14th. And next week, we won't be live. We will be doing an encore edition. The reason for that is I'm playing a concert. I'm signed up to play 4 concerts this year, and this will be the third concert of the season. And then we take a break for a while, and then we start on the winter season. So we actually have 3 seasons of concerts, and a lot of practicing goes in. And we have fun doing it. And it's a large community band. We have about 70 members. And some of them were professionals and retired. Some of them are still professionals. And some of them are just a bunch of retired people. And we have a lot of fun doing it. Great director under the name of Gail Ahmed. She's fantastic. And I'll tell you what, it's a good group of people. It really is. And we will be performing in Tip City, Ohio at the Tip Center next week. And unfortunately, the concert begins at 7 o'clock. And we do our show at 7, and I can't pre-record because everything changes. You know, right up to the show time, I'm still getting information and juggling the selections for the show. I have to, because I want to give you the most pertinent information of the day that I can possibly give all of my listeners. Oh, and yeah, guess what? We go out all over the world. I always say that with Trim Radio because we're worldwide. We're on the internet. And I have listeners in Myanmar, which used to be Burma. I have listeners in India. I have listeners in South Africa, different places in Africa. I have listeners up in Europe. I have listeners in North America. And guess what? I probably have some listeners in South America, but I'll tell you what. I haven't gotten any responses from people in Iceland. So if you're in Iceland, hey, send us an email. Let me know you're watching our show, okay? Wow. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday night. That is live. Definitely live. 8 p.m. Listen to Brad and Krista at the Big Family Homestead on YouTube. Great people. I've known them for years. They're out in the middle of Wisconsin. A lot of stuff's going on at the homestead, and they talk about a lot of different things. Also, the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Danny will do his porch time. More than likely, it will be released Monday or Tuesday, so you want to check it out on YouTube. Also, David Kobler on Southern Prepper One. Check him out, too. I've known Dave for 15 years, and a great guy. Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and I'll tell you what, I really admire her. She's fantastic. She knows a lot about nursing and the medical end of life, and really good person. I really appreciate her YouTube presentations. Also, Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell down in West Virginia, building up his little community. Also, Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, a self-made millionaire. Mm-hmm. She tells you how to live frugally, how to save money. And right now, in these days, you have to save money. You absolutely have to. Also, check out LDS Prepper David Gilmore. And you hear me talk about GMRS radios and communication. And I'll tell you what. They're great to have. If the power goes out and you have extra batteries, you're good to go. You can communicate with your family and friends. You can set up a network. All it costs is $35 for a 10-year license, no tests involved, and you can take that radio and I can talk, for example, here where I live, I can talk to someone or a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, which is about 35 to 40 miles away, directly, and then from there I can get out maybe another 90 miles. And I've talked to people in Indiana, I've talked to people in northern Cincinnati before, and in some cases over towards the eastern part of the state of Ohio. They're great to have. You can spend some money for the cheap ones, or you can get the better radios, and they're a little bit more expensive. And myself, and I have to reach over for this one because I didn't pre-position it before the show. I have the Ocean 935G Plus, and it has a Nagoya antenna on it. And with this little radio rig, I can, like I said, talk to somebody 35 to 40 miles away. That's not bad. Okay. So it's a good hobby to get into and great communication if everything goes down. If the internet goes down, hey, these phones, actually, these radios will work. Okay. Check them out. They're not just for communication. You can actually listen to the radio on these things. They have flashlights on it. They're fantastic. Okay. Ouxun 935G Plus. That's a mouthful. Okay. Try them out. All right. Now, we've also got the Max. And I'll tell you what, I've listened to him. He's done a couple of videos the last couple of days with stuff that's going on. And he talks not only about the economy, but a lot of different things. And I think he's located in Georgia, I believe. Very great speaker, very knowledgeable, and very honest and forthcoming. And somebody you really need to listen to on YouTube, the Max, M-A-C apostrophe S, okay? Wow, what happened this week? Yesterday was a crazy day. We know that an assassination attempt on Trump was there. It happened, and I have my own feelings about it. I've been watching a lot of different things that was going on. Obviously, the more I listen to everything, you have to look at all the information from all the angles, not just what was presented on YouTube, not what was presented in the newspapers, not what was presented on radio or TV. You have to look at all the information. And the only thing I'm saying, and a lot of people agree with me, believe it or not, something smells. Something really smells. So when all the investigation is done and everything comes out, you get the full picture and you have to understand what's going on. Never take a knee-jerk reaction to anything. Identify the problem or observe the problem, identify the problem, and then make a plan and then act on it, okay? Be educated about everything. Don't jump to conclusions. Boy, am I doing a sermon and this is Sunday? Oh my goodness. Well, anyhow, guys, we've got a lot to talk about. Did you know in Sacramento, yeah, the land of California, there was an article, headlineusa.com, and it was Sacramento threatens to fine Target, the department store Target, for reporting retail thefts. Oh, you call the police, hey, we've had a retail theft. Oh, we don't want to hear about it. That's what it sounds like. Well, this is what was said. Sacramento officials threatened to sue Target this week if the corporation continues to report retail theft crimes to local law enforcement. What happens when a theft does occur? You're supposed to identify the problem. You're supposed to contact the police department. They're supposed to protect things, aren't they? And now they don't want to do it? Something's wrong in California, guys. That's why a lot of people are moving out. And I don't blame them. California is a beautiful state. I've seen a lot of pictures. I know some people in California, and it's a beautiful state, and it's great climate and everything. But the political climate over the last maybe 5 years, 6 years, maybe 10 years has gone from bad to worse, according to some people. And if you go to Los Angeles or San Diego or other places and you see homeless encampments and all this kind of stuff, yeah, there's a problem there. But I can't, Sacramento is the capital of California. And here they are, they're threatening to sue Target if the corporation continues to report retail theft crimes. And what they're saying is the Sacramento City's Attorney's Office allegedly warned Target, located in Land Park, California, that it could face public nuisance charges if it continues to call the cops when its merchandise is stolen. Well, what are you going to do? Well, an official with the Sacramento Police Department confirmed the location to the publication, but the city's attorney office denied that it was aware of any litigation threats. Okay, they're backtracking, is what I think they're doing. However, city officials reportedly met with Target during a meeting following the report to come up with a safety plan to mitigate future retail theft. And during the meeting, city officials allegedly aired their grievances against Target, which agreed to beef up its own security measures, including alarms, cameras, and security personnel, along with the implementation of light fixtures, landscaping, wayfinding, and space activation measures, according to the Sacramento Bee. That's the newspaper. In response to the report, state lawmakers also took action and added an amendment to a retail theft bill this week that would outlaw these types of threats toward businesses from authorities. California Republicans who have raised concern about the retail theft bill blasted Governor Newsom and his pro-criminal policies for punishing law-abiding citizens and rewarding criminals. Now, one time there was a shoplifter in Columbus, Ohio, and I knew the person that was working security there, and I was there that night with a friend of mine. We were just walking through the store, and it was a fairly large department store, and my friend was an off-duty Columbus police officer, and he was keeping his eyes out as we were talking and so forth. And he said, "Wait a minute, I'll be right back, maybe." He takes off, and there was a lady who was about 350 pounds, decided to shoplift a few watches. And he stopped her and wanted to examine her purse and so forth for theft and yada yada. And they had cameras in the store and everything else. Well, they wrestled. And he was only about 200 pounds and she was 350. And she wrestled him into a plate glass window at the front of the store that broke. And they were wrestling on the ground. And he ended up cuffing her, calling for backup. The police came. And afterwards, I asked him, I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Not only did she try to shoplift several watches and a few other things, but she also had some narcotics on her. So I told her, today's not your day." And so she took a trip downtown. Well, that was way back when. That was probably 25 years ago. And theft in department stores and other places, people are just taking their own will to get into things. And in my town where I live, some people were breaking into cars. Some people came into town to steal cars from another town. Now, something has to be done to stop this because it's driving up the price of everything. And so now you have to lock up your cars at night. You have to make sure that the garage is locked so they can't get in. You have to make sure that you have cameras on your house. Okay, out in California, yeah, it's probably a lot worse. It's probably a lot worse in larger cities. But I'll tell you what, this theft business has to stop. Do they have this in other countries? I don't know. Are they harsher on their criminals in other countries? Probably so. Why not just send them down to a Mexican prison? That would cure them for a while. Okay, going on. When rents rise, so does homelessness. You know, when I was first getting an apartment way back, I think my rent was something like $250 to $300 a month. And I had a really nice apartment. I really did. It was a townhouse, and it was a two-bedroom townhouse. It was really nice, and really nice neighbors, plenty of parking and everything. No crime. It was really great. I later on moved to a different place in a different part of Columbus, a nicer townhouse. My rent stayed about the same. And now you go to get a townhouse or an apartment, and you're paying $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month, or in some cases, $2,000 a month for a reasonable location. Well, what's caused the raise in rates? Well, the value of the dollar is a lot less, so we have a lot more inflation. Everything costs more, so now they're raising the rates. Well, let's put it this way. It ain't like it used to be, okay? Well, Tyler Durden had something in Zero Hedge. It said, according to the Pew Charitable Trust study, rising rental prices are directly linked to an increase in homelessness in the United States. And as Statista's, Statista, and FLEC reports, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development homelessness data and apartment list rent data from 2017 to 2022 shows that of the six metro areas where homelessness is really increasing the most, rents had also risen faster than the national average. Okay, and they were looking at Sacramento, Fresno, Raleigh, Phoenix, Austin, and Tucson. And that's out there. But there were also four areas that saw a decline in homelessness, also saw below average increases in their median rents. So that's out there. So what's a fair rent? You know, landlords are going to try to get what they can get. And they can go as high as they can get until people just can't afford to pay. So what's fair? And are the rental companies responsible enough to make sure that the buildings are maintained, that they're taken care of? You know, in Cincinnati, when I was living there, some sections of the city had government housing, and people were stealing the plumbing out of the government housing just to buy drugs. And they put money upon money upon money. I mean, tons of money in keeping this place clean, painted, organized, and so forth. And people kept stealing stuff. They even had their own police in the facility. It wasn't a good thing. Eventually, the city tore everything down and they put up really nice townhomes and they redeveloped the whole area. I don't know where those people that were stealing stuff left, but the new area is really nice. Matter of fact, there happens to be a soccer stadium there, and it's turned into a very nice area. But when the rents rise and you can't afford it, where do you go? What do you do? That's something that society really needs to solve, okay? You know, when you write a check, how long does it last? How long is it good for? Is it good indefinitely? Do checks really expire? Now, here's how long a check is good for. So you don't want to lose out on money by waiting to very don't wait too long to cash a check. Okay? Sometimes the checks are only going to be good for a while. And if you don't know the person, or trust the person, I would check things or cash things very quickly. Okay. Sarah Brady did a report, and it was in Yahoo Finance, and she said, when you receive a check, it's a good idea to deposit or cash it right away. And if you wait, the check could expire and you might lose your chance to get the money. Now, each type of check has its own expiration date, usually either 6 months or a year. For personal checks, which expire at 6 months, banks and credit unions are not legally required to accept or honor them after expiration. Remember, personal checks expire at 6 months. Now, banks and credit unions will, within reason, cash the check, but they're not legally required to do so. So you have to be careful about that. Cash them as soon as possible. You get your bills, pay them as soon as possible. Unless the entity is local and let's say you're paying a city utility bill and you know that you have 14 days to pay it in. And all you have to do is take it to a Dropbox. You don't mail it, but you can take it to the Dropbox for the city building. And you can put it in a couple of days before, put it in the Dropbox, and you've met your requirement. You've paid on time. And then that way, the utility office cannot cash the check and accrue the interest. Because as the money comes in, they get interest on things. If it's paid before the due date, afterwards they're going to get interest on top of the, it's like a fine on top of what you paid. Okay. But they can earn interest on the money that's there. So you want to pay before the deadline, but don't give them a long time. Okay. Because they can get interest on that. Well, anyhow, many financial institutions will still honor your check after the 6 month mark. But if the check bounces or there's some other problem on the issuer's end, you could end up owing the money back plus a fee. You know, anymore, people have fees for everything. And if you're late, there's a fee. It's a fine. Okay. Now, what happens when you deposit an expired check? Well, trying to deposit an expired check can often backfire. And if your bank accepts the funds, you might see the money appear on your account or walk away with the cash in hand. But there's a chance that the issuing bank will reject the transaction after you receive or even spend the money. These are some common reasons an expired check might be rejected. NSF, you know what that is? Non-sufficient funds in the issuing account. The issuing account has closed. The person who wrote the check placed a stop payment on the order. Hey, now that's happened. You know, people say, well, I'll pay you, I'll write your check. And they write your check, they give it to you, and then you wait a couple of days only to go ahead and cash the check. And there's a stop payment order from the person who wrote the check. Then you're going to have to go back to that person and say, hey, you wrote the check, then you put a stop payment, and you still owe me X amount of money. And the guy says, sue me. You could be out the money. Well, anyhow, if the check is rejected, the check amount will be withdrawn from your bank account, and you could be charged a return check fee, which is usually around $35. And if you don't have enough money to cover the withdrawal and the fee, you could be charged an additional overdraft fee of $35. So here now you've just lost $70 total. So you need to check with your bank and about their policies on expired checks and make sure the person who wrote the check still has funds to cover the check. Okay. And like I said, cash them as soon as possible. That's the best thing. Now, how long is a government check good for? And according to the report, checks from government agencies are usually good for 6 months to a year, depending on the check type. It may have an expiration date printed on it. And it could say void after 60 days, void after 30 days, void after 90 days. There might be a limit on it. After a government check expires, you can usually request a replacement for a set number of years by contacting the issuing agency. For example, a replacement check from the IRS. 1-800-829-0115 and give them the proper information. How long is a traveler's check good for? I haven't used a traveler's check in a long time. I used to. And they were generally good every place. But a traveler's check, they don't really expire as long as the issuing bank is still operating. That's the key. And regardless of the issue of the date, you can use your traveler's check whenever, wherever, whether, oh boy, I'm tongue-tied tonight, you're traveling or not. Okay? So be careful when you're doing checks. Now, remember, I said I have a list of what we're covering tonight on our Facebook page, Money and Change slash Financially Prepped. It's easy to go there. It's easy to follow along what I've got here. Okay? Hey, how about four things to prioritize in your mid-year financial check-in? Okay? A lot of things to consider when you check your check. Oh boy, my tongue. I need water. Run through a Berkey filter, I'll tell you. Good tasting water. It doesn't have the junk in it. But you know, there are different things you need to check on your mid-year budget. How often do you do a budget? Do you have one where you look at it maybe once a year, twice a year, mid-year, every month, weekly? You know, you have to look at your financial goals. You have to look at your income coming in, what you're actually paying out. You have to check on your emergency fund. Do you have an emergency fund? You know, the best way to do this, seriously, is that if you get $100 a week, you pay your expenses for utilities and gas and so forth and travel and everything. You work all that down. And you let's say you have 30% available or $30 out of the 100 at the end of the week. What do you do with that money? Well, that didn't include food. Okay. So what you need to do is take out what you need for food and then when you get down to about 20%, you take a look at it and you say, gee, I have 20% of my money left over if I'm a frugal spender. I have 20% left over. I'm going to put that into an emergency fund. And that's the fund that I don't spend every week, every month. I take 20% and put into that account. That way, if I need new tires for my car, I've got money in the emergency fund. If I need a car repair, there's money in the emergency fund. But that's how you do it. And if you don't have an emergency fund, and let's say you get laid off, you're out of a job, or you have a problem medically and you're off work, how are you going to feed your family? How are you going to pay the bills? Well, that comes out of that emergency fund. And it's important that you start. If you haven't started one yet, then go ahead and start and keep building it up. It's important that you do that. I can't stress it enough. Go through your money. What money comes in minus what money you spend on rent, utilities, gas for the car. Okay. Clothes. Do you have a clothing allotment allowance? Some people have to. especially if they're working in an office. They just don't work in blue jeans. Some can get away with it, I guess. Kind of, sort of. Depends on how liberal the institution is. But you take a look at all of your expenditures and subtract that from the money you get in. And at that point, you take that total and you say, okay, now I'm going to subtract out food from that total. And what I have left over, I can say that's discretionary spending, and I'm going to take all of it or some of it, and I'm going to put it into an emergency account, okay? That's an important thing to do. And if you haven't started, it's easy to do. All you have to do is click on the link at our Facebook page, and it will take you to the article, and you can either watch the video or you can read the article, okay? It's basically what I've talked about here. Well, how do you protect your savings account against inflation? Yeah, things are getting more expensive. Have you been to Walmart lately? I want to call it Wally World. I always call it Wally World for some reason. I guess that's a local thing here. Maybe everybody calls it Wally World. But the prices of meat has gone up in price. Well, that's because their feed has gone up in price. That's because transportation has gone up in price. Utilities have gone up in price. Everything adds up. And so what we're getting in the grocery stores now are increased prices. And they're just going to pass things on to the consumer. Let's face it. You know, I was at Walmart today. And I go there maybe 30 to 40% of the time. Primarily, I use Kroger's. And Kroger's is a national chain, so is Walmart. But some things I like at Kroger's and some things I like at Walmart. But anyhow, I'm there and people are buying all kinds of things. And I'm looking for prices. And what I did today was to say, okay, I'm going to get things in case stuff hits the fan, if you know what I mean. And I'm looking for 4 packs of green beans, four packs of corn, 4 packs of cream corn, 4 packs of peas, you know, canned peas. These last a long time. I wasn't going to eat them right away. This is long-term storage. You know, canned goods, if they're not dented or they're not bulging, they're going to be good for many, many years. They don't tell you that. They say best buy date, but that best buy date could be another week, 2 weeks, month, whatever. You have to do your research on it, though. If it's bulging, don't buy it, don't use it. If it's cracked or dented, don't buy it, don't use it. If the grocery store says we have a dent sale, don't touch the cans. That's their problem. What I would do is, you know, go and look for the best prices and then start stocking up. And I would make sure that I'm stocked up on canned goods. I would make sure that I'm stocked up on paper goods. I'd make sure that I'm stocked up on cleaning supplies. Frozen goods, if you have a freezer that you can put them into, like an upright freezer or a chest freezer, those usually work good. But I'm building up. Why? Because if something really goes wrong in the economy, you have food to eat. If you lose your job, you have food to eat. You have food to feed your family. In a lot of cases, you can feed your friends. Always be frugal when you buy things. Try to get the best price, okay? I don't care if you go to Sam's Walmart, Costco, whatever. Get the best price you can get. But don't spend a lot of time shopping for low prices and traveling all over the world, because now you're spending a lot of money, okay? Do it locally, support your local business, and take care of it from there. But here's the rule of thumb that I've been teaching for this last 13 years. And this is the rule. Pay down your debt. Don't get into debt. Put some money aside. That's that emergency fund. That's that savings fund. Okay? Buy some long-term food. Canned goods will last. Freeze-dried foods will last. Frozen foods will last somewhat. Okay? But stock up on your food, the food that you will eat, nothing abnormal, I'll put it that way, out of the norm. If you don't eat it, don't buy it. Okay, the next thing, do you have your medications that you need? You want to build up on that. And you might want to talk to your doctor and say, hey, doc, I want to have at least 180 days of meds. How can we do this? And they can probably get your prescription for that. Or, where do I buy other alternative meds? Do I go to All-Day Pharmacy or whatever? You know, you have to look into things like that. Jase Medical, J-A-S-E, is another area. I don't promote everything. I'll leave it up to you. Do your own research. But, you know, get your medications. Be able to purify and store water. 1 gallon per person today is what they're saying, minimum. It's really 2 gallons per person per day, or up to 5 gallons per person per day. Okay? And that's the bare minimum. Do you have batteries? Do you have radios that work? Do you have your GMRS radios? Are you properly storing your gasoline? Do you have propane? Is that properly stored? Do you have fire protection? I bought some things called Elide, E-L-I-D-E. And these are balls. And you take these balls and you actually throw them at the fire. And they will explode, will just disperse powder on the fire and extinguish it. Do you have things like that? Things to consider. Okay, but you have to protect your savings against inflation, and that's the key. You know, how much money is the bank going to pay you for your money in savings? Are you making money from your savings? Okay, are you making money from CDs? Do you have a high yield savings account? Do you have certificates of deposits? Are they good ones? In a lot of cases, years ago, it was like 1.25%. Now you can get up to 5%, 5.25%, but your money's tied up for a year. You know, do you have an emergency fund? How do you invest your money? If you listen to Amber Stork on Prepper Princess, check her out, because she has a lot of good ideas, and she's on YouTube, okay? Hey, before we go, how about 7 bank alerts that can help protect your money? Everybody likes to protect their money. I mean, I do. I don't know about you. But do you have a bank that has a balance alert? You know, you can set an alert to notify you when your bank account balance falls below a certain amount. And you can typically set the threshold to whatever amount you want as 500 or 100. How about large deposits? When you receive a large deposit, do you get an alert from the bank? Payments due. Receive an alert when a payment is due, or track the status of a payment so you can stay on top of your bills and avoid late fees. Late fees kill. Remember that. You don't want to be late. A couple days early, no problem, but don't be late. Okay, do they have electronic statements, or are they paper statements? They always like to prefer getting electronic statements because they don't have to pay for printing and postage. I like paper. It's just my own preference. Unusual activity. Do you have one of those? I had one of those when I was buying tickets for the Ohio University homecoming football game. They wouldn't okay my card. It popped up and they said, "No, we can't do this." I'm like, "What? I've only got so much time to approve this thing. I know where it's going. I've used them before." Oh, well, then we will approve it. How about overdraft transfers? Do you have overdraft protection? Okay. Peer-to-peer transfers, Zelle and Venmo. Some banks like to mess with it, some banks don't. Okay. So you want to be able to set that up to get the best out of your bank alerts and credit card alerts. Do you get a notice every time you use an ATM? You know, those plastic cards you put in the machine and you press the buttons and all of a sudden money comes out. How much money can you take out at a time? In some cases, you only take out maybe $200, $300 after you take your card out, and that's it, that's for the day. Some cases it's higher, but generally it's maybe $200, $300, $400, $500 a day, and that's it. And the card at that point is unusable until 24 hours later. So you want to check into that. Oh, wow. I've tried to cover everything. If you go to our Facebook page, Money and Change slash Financially Prepped, if you go there and check it out, a lot of this information will be posted there, especially what I talk about during the shows, other types of way to save money. For example, this week, if I can click the right buttons on the computer, it's been a crazy day today. With Facebook, we've got both pages for Money and Change slash Financially Prepped in my world. But I was posting a whole bunch of things. There's a listing. There's a picture of Rusty Duck's custom pens and blanks with the Armed Forces and the Second Amendment pen blanks. Patriot Nurse had a good one called Brace for Impact, four global threats you need to prepare for now. She doesn't mess around. Rachel does not mess around. She's fantastic. And I'll tell you what, and she's accurate, very accurate. Also, there was a thing on GMRS radio on there. Check it out. Also, the Macs, there was a direct warning, and Mac gave the warning, and you can watch that one. Porch Time with Danny King is there. And how far will they go before we say enough is enough? Danny's a fantastic guy. I'd love to have him as a neighbor. I really would. There was a thing that I posted there too. Cash is king. Cash is for our preferred method of payment. With cash, we retain 100% of its value. The big banks receive nothing, and the card processing companies receive nothing. Cash is still king. You know, when they got you to use credit cards and pay your bills electronically, and people do that, and when they get the bill at the end of the month and they go ahead and write the check or they have it deducted out of their accounts, I don't like that. If I go out to buy something, I don't want to hand them plastic for it. I'd rather have the cash in my hand to handle the situation, okay? And you support your local independent businesses paying with cash. And I posted that sign, and I've had a lot of people really like that. And then there was a cartoon, a guy holding up his hands in front of the gas station. And he's getting gas, and the gas pump is pointing at him like it's holding him up. And he says, "Not again, I was just robbed at the grocery store." You feel that way sometime? Yeah, it exists. Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I have for this week for Money and Change. And remember, next Sunday will be an encore edition. But during the week, you can check us out at Money and Change slash Financially Prepped on Facebook. And with that, guys, we have to get out of here. So have a good week. Save your money. Prep like you've never prepped before, and I mean it. And with that, you have a good week. Prep, prep, prep. And I'll be on Wednesday night with My World, an encore edition for Money and Change next week. And the following week, hey, we'll be back live, okay? Have a good week.
Gonna stumble and fall, never. No. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gon' keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sings.
It's not about the money. Money, money, money.